We are joined now by Tom Phillips. He was a Chief Justice on the Texas Supreme Court, and good morning.
Good morning.
And you're speaking to me as well as Nina Totenberg, our legal correspondent. How do you know Harriet Myers?
Well, I've known Harriet for about 30 years. We were young lawyers in different cities, but we knew each other. And then as I went into the judiciary, she became very active in bar work. And, of course, as your listeners have heard, I think, served as president of the Dallas Bar Association and later the State Bar of Texas.
And what is your first thought on hearing that she has been nominated to the Supreme Court? I mean, what are her, I would presume, the qualities that you know?
Well, I'm delighted that she was nominated. She is a very bright, careful, conscientious lawyer, and she has a marvelous temperament. She led the state bar and our state lottery commission during some very fractious times, she has, I think, a remarkable ability to listen to people and to forge consensus, I think she'll be a marvelous judge. Her temperament reminds me of Lewis Powell, who was our last justice who came to the court after a long career in bar activities.
Now, Judge, it's Nina Totenberg. What do you think, how long does it take to cast off the mantle of your mentor if you were to become a justice and rule in ways that you know might displease your mentor? You know what I mean?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Judge Phillips?
Yes.
Justice Phillips, it's Nina Totenberg here.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
You know, I think I'm sorry, Nina. I think Justice Phillips cannot hear you.
I can hear you.
Here we go. Let's try it again.
Justice Phillips, it's Nina Totenberg.
Hi, Nina.
How long does it take for somebody like this to cast off the mantle of your mentor in life and rule against him in some case?
Well, I think the oath one takes when you join the bench is a very powerful thing. And I know Harriet Myers well, and I believe that she will be true to the law and the Constitution, regardless of the consequences.
Let me join in and ask what kind of record she has, if you can ascertain that, on the sort of issues that have been swirling around the question of a Supreme Court nominee. Supreme Court nominee.
Can you be more specific?
Well, I'm thinking in case of abortion, right to privacy,
gay rights,
the various issues that have come up.
Well, I don't believe she's been in a position where she's had to take a public stance on those types of issues. I'm sure as the weeks and months go by that the journalists and others will comb her record as an attorney and her record of public service and see if they can find any clues on those issues. But I believe she comes to the court dedicated to a strict construction of the Constitution, to respecting stare decisis when...
Well, Justice Phillips, you know what Texas politics are like. Is she in the activist conservative wing, or is she sort of not involved with that, or do you just simply not know?
Well, she's been a lawyer. She's been a practicing lawyer and head of one of the state's largest firms, and she's been concerned with that and not with the rough and tumble of elective politics.
Thank you very much, Chief Justice Phillips.
Thank you.
Tom Phillips was a Chief Justice on the Texas Supreme Court.